This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz in for Lisa Mullins. Opioid-related deaths are down year over year in Massachusetts, but those involving fentanyl are at an all-time high. State Department of Public Health says the highly toxic drug is now a factor in 90% of opioid-related overdose deaths. Joining us now to talk about what that means is Dr. Alexander Wally, who's director of the Addiction Medicine Fellowship Program at Boston Medical Center and the medical director for the state's Opioid Overdose Prevention Pilot Program. Dr. Wally, thanks for speaking with WBUR.
Thanks, Jack. Happy to be here.
So in the first 6 months of this year, the number of fatal opioid overdoses remains high. More than 1,000 people died so far this year. But that is down compared to recent years. What's the major takeaway here?
Well, I think this remains a major public health crisis. And I think there's a lot of things that we're doing right in Massachusetts, but we are far from where we need to be in the end.
One thing that does stand out in this report is that overdose deaths are falling for nearly everyone except for black men. Do we have any insight as to why?
I think it's too early to tell, but we need to continue to really look at specific populations and how we can both target our education messages to them as well as improve our harm reduction and treatment outreach. I think it is concerning that we're seeing this rise in African American or black communities, and I will say that that rise is in the setting of they're actually catching up in absolute numbers to Hispanics and whites. I think it would be the wrong message to say, well, we need to focus on one population or one race and ethnicity and not another. But I think we all also need to come up and devise interventions that are culturally competent and sensitive so we can really be sure to reach all sections of society.
So let me ask this then. What more can the state be doing to reach those users? What can we as members of the community be doing, you know, and how can we get a better result from this?
Well, first of all, I think we need to continue to double down on what works, okay? And that includes evidence-based treatment like methadone, buprenorphine, and naltrexone. So we have three FDA-approved medications that are effective for opioid use disorder. We also need to continue to expand our harm reduction efforts, which specifically include distributing naloxone and continue the expansion of syringe service programs. But that's not enough. We really do need to innovate, and I think that includes looking at getting treatment and harm reduction to populations who we haven't previously treated before. Because the thing that's different about fentanyl is that we have a shorter window of time to which we can intervene before they die from an overdose.
Now, the report warns it's not just heroin that's laced with the synthetic opioid fentanyl these days. It's also being found in cocaine and anti-anxiety drugs like Klonopin, Xanax, and Ativan. What does this mean for even recreational drug users and their loved ones?
Now, most of this fentanyl is sold as heroin. However, there is also the emergence of fentanyl sold as cocaine. And that may be cocaine users or people who use cocaine who have no intention whatsoever of using opioids are, however, unwittingly exposed to fentanyl. And they have no experience with opioids. And so their overdose risk is particularly high. So we believe that some of these deaths exist in the numbers that the health department is seeing. We do not know how large that fraction is.
So should people, I mean, even non-opiate users, should they still be carrying Narcan?
That is what I think the message is. That's what I'm telling my patients and their family members and their social networks, that if you're using cocaine, then you need to be prepared to respond to an overdose.
So one thing that this report does show is that the age of people who are fatally overdosing is dropping. What's driving that?
A lot of overdoses happen in younger people, traditionally with heroin, but the fatal overdoses happened in older people. And with fentanyl, we're seeing a shift of fatal overdoses more towards the younger people, frankly, because fentanyl is so much more deadly.
Dr. Alexander Wally is an addiction specialist at Boston Medical Center and is the medical director for the state's Opioid Overdose Prevention Pilot. Dr. Wally, thanks for speaking to WBUR.
Jack, I appreciate it. Thanks for covering this.